Rabbi Galperin. Let's go again.
Hello?
Rabbi, we found you. That's it.
Oh, we on. Good.
We are on. Good
All
morning,
right.
Boker Tov.
How are you?
I am doing good. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, thank God.
We are ready for the parsha.
All right, so we have this week's parsha, Ki Tetzé.
Ki Tetzé.
It's actually very interesting. 74 of the Torah's 613 commandments, the mitzvot,
yeah,
are in this week's Torah portion. 74 of them, so it's a Torah portion that has a lot of commandments.
Oh, it's a heavy one.
Yeah, so let's include the laws of beautiful captive, the rights of the firstborn, burial, lost object, the safety fence, you know, escape slave, interest, debitor, debtor, and then at the end it talks about the remember what Amalek did to us on the way out of Egypt.
We'll never forget.
That is correct. And, you know, in the Torah reading that we're going to read this week, there's an important detail to observe when building a home. And the Torah commands, Ki tivne bayit chadash, vasite makeh legagecha. Which means, if you build a new house, you shall make a fence for your roof. And you think, okay, how many people have fences on their roof? No one goes up to your roof. And if you're going up to the roof, you hope that you have your right equipment, harnessing, and so on and so forth, that you're not going to be going up. You have a company going up. That is, the Torah requires the owner to erect a protective fence around his roof to avoid a mishap that may, God forbid, occur when the roof is not protected with a barrier. Now, the Zohar says that the word that the Torah uses is hora'ah, which means teaching and guidance.
Yeah, hora'ah.
Right, Torah is not merely a compilation of various laws and statutes, but also it teaches a person how to conduct themselves throughout their life. Now, like all parts of the Torah, this law of putting a fence around contains and conveys a very important lesson. Why? Let's think about it for a second. A roof is the essential part of a house. This can be seen from the way people express themselves concerning the house. They call it a roof over my head.
Yeah.
They don't say a house over my head, walls over my head. They say a roof over my head. The importance of the roof of the house can also be derived from the halacha that a newly built house does not require a mezuzah on the entrance or the rooms inside as long as the roof was not constructed. In other words, if I make the structure of the house and I do everything in the house and I don't put on a roof.
No mezuzahs yet.
No, I don't need any mezuzah. Which is interesting. Now, the Hebrew word for roof is
gag.
Therefore, the verse makes and says that you should make the gagecha for your roof. The word gagecha, the word roof, has a numerical value of 26, which is also the numerical value of God's holy four-letter name. So now, the question is, that was a cipher. What's the message to the Jew? Is that one must always bear in mind that just as the roof is the highest part of the home, likewise, the highest and supreme authority in your home is Gagecha, is your God. The uniqueness of the Jewish home is that in addition to its physical roof, similar to all houses, it also has a godly roof. In the Jewish home, God, Hashem, is exalted to the extent that He is above and on top of everything that's going on. So the question is going to ask, the person is going to ask is, how does a person accomplish that God should be part of his household and that his word should be cherished above all? He should have the final say, so to speak. The answer is by making a fence around it. A fence, what is a fence? A fence is a boundary. And it serves as a barrier not only to protect those on the roof, but also to prohibit any entry of any intruders.
Yeah.
You put a fence around your garden. You don't care about this. Some people don't necessarily care about privacy or all that. Why do they put it? Because they don't want people coming in that don't belong there. For God to remain in and above the new house one builds, it is imperative that there be fences and boundaries, restrictions, limitations of what can come into the house. The Jewish house is distinguishable, really, by the fact that not everything that is welcome and admitted into an ordinary house is welcome into a Jewish house. Not everything that is practiced in an ordinary house is acceptable in a Jewish home. So the Torah goes on to say that through the fence, you will achieve what it says, that you will not place blood in your house if a fallen one falls from it. Now, on a side note, he brings down damim, not only means blood, that, you know, if someone, God forbid, falls, and there's going to be blood, so on and so forth, but damim also means money.
I see.
The message is that your house should not place the emphasis on damim, on monetary achievement, but rather your goal should be spiritually. So the simple reason for this is that money is not permanent. It comes, it goes, as we were talking about before we went on the show. Comes, it goes, you have it, you don't have it.
Yeah.
And it's something which we can, God forbid, lose entirely. So moreover, the Torah gives the reason. Ki yipo hanafo mimenu. Sometimes money, unfortunately, has an adverse effect on one's spiritual level and religious behavior. It can, God forbid, cause a degradation in one's level of Torah observance in general. So therefore, and we have this opportunity, especially now before Rosh Hashanah, we build, quote-unquote, our new house, that it should be standing in a setting that it should be one which God will be the prevailing authority, and that it should be one that will be blessed by God to be long-lasting and everlasting. So we have that opportunity to be able to restructure, rethink, put on, quote-unquote, a new roof on our home, on our life spiritually, that we reconnect, reaffirm our connection with God, especially now before Rosh Hashanah, and that we make sure that what we have going on in the house is structured based on Torah and Mitzvah, based on God, and everything that He wants us to do. And with that, we will see a lot and an abundance of blessings for us and our family and anyone that comes into our home. I think that's an important thing that we can do now before Rosh Hashanah, and that is what is brought down in the Torah. So what better way to start off the less than a month before Rosh Hashanah to build a new roof?
Yeah. And it's in Windsor now, with all the floods, a roof is very important.
That is very well needed. And
it's needed, and it's one of the driest places in some homes here.
Correct. And hopefully everyone gets what they need from the restoration companies and insurance. And, you know, we as a community are here to help anyone. So if there's anyone that needs help,
we should try
to reach out, and don't be shy. It's not an embarrassing thing, you know. Everyone's going through it.
Yeah. I had it once. It's not fun.
Yes, I had it a month and a half ago. So,
oh.
So I can feel everyone is not fun. Not fun.
No, but you know, there are more important things.
That
in
is
life,
correct.
And,
as long as everyone is safe and healthy, we're
people
okay.
To help, and we can go through it.
Right.
So, Rabbi, what about services?
We have services
weekend?
Friday evening, which is at 6:30. Shabbat morning is 9:30, and Sunday morning 8:15. Those are held at the Shaar Shemaim in the chapel, and 7:15 Monday and Thursday at the Paris House. A good day to a good way to start the week.
That's great, and I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too,
and thank you for coming to the show.
Look forward to next week.
And next week, and soon we will start to talk about the preparations
about
for the high holidays.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you again.
We'll talk.
Have a good
week. Well. Yes.
Bye-bye.